So what are we at now?
You see, you put your hands up to grab up there, take a couple swings, swing up, get your feet up inside, then somebody would come behind and push me in the rear end and push me up in. We didn't have a stepladder. That's the way we got in the plane. My size, and I jump up, get my hands up there, swing a couple times, put my feet up, get my feet up in there, and somebody pushed me from behind.
Did they test you on that when you were in school to see if you could make it in?
No, they never did.
You don't want to wait till someone's there and they can't get in the plane.
I was in fighters first before I got into this stuff. So, that's the way we got in. That's the way we escaped if we had to bail out. That was our spot. Bombardier, pilot, co-pilot, we go. Or we just run straight back and jump out the bomber.
So you were flying before you went in.
Yes, and I was flying before Pearl Harbor. I was an aviation cadet learning how to fly.
And where did you fly?
I was down in Montgomery, Alabama.
What planes did you fly?
Oh, they were trainers.
Okay.
Little PT-17 to start in, and then a BT-13 was my basic, and then AT-6 was my advanced.
Now, when you go from that into a plane this size, I'm thinking of like going from driving a little compact car to driving a Cadillac. Is it this big step?
I started out in fighters, P-40s, P-51s, then I went into B-25s and B-26s. And then I went into this, so it was I just kept jumping.
You kind of graduated yourself up there.
That's right. Yeah.
A lot of controls on the board up there, I presume, or not?
On this airplane?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. I could still take it off, and I could still land it, but I don't think I remember what switches are supposed to do what, because this airplane's full of switches, you know. And what switch would I hit? What would I do? This or that? So it's. No, the instrument panel is a dream to me because I can't even imagine that I ever flew this airplane.
You can't?
No, I can't imagine that I flew this airplane.
Well, you were just a kid.
Oh, yeah, I was just a kid.
You were also, weren't you the old man of the crew?
Yeah, I was 24 years old.
Yeah. Okay, so you stayed in for 22 years, right?
Yes, well, I might as well have.
Right.
I
mean,
I was busy.
Right.
When I first got back from the war, I went into what they call the ferry command, and I was flying airplanes all over the United States. And then I got into, 3 years later, after the war, I was flying a Berlin airlift. And then 3 years after that, I was in the Korean War, so I might as well stay. So I did.